Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, folks, and welcome to the Metallica Report. I'm Stefan Shirazi, editor of the band So What magazine.
And I'm Renee Richardson, director of philanthropy for Metallica's foundation, all within my hands. This is your official weekly Metallica podcast. We are bringing you all the news from the band's HQ and studios deep in the heart of Northern California. And actually, we're not at HQ this week because we're in Detroit, enjoying this wonderful, historic, Titanic city where Metallica is about to close out the 2023 part of the M72 World Tour at Ford Field. And it has been electric, Stefan.
It certainly has indeed. I heard James saying about night one that he thought it was maybe the best crowd on the entire tour in North America so far. You know, all the guys said that. I even ran into manager Cliff Bernstein in the lobby of the hotel, and he was saying exactly the same. He was super jazzed by it. So tonight is definitely going to kick off, I'm sure, in the most positive way. Yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind with these last four shows. And, you know, what's been cool here in Detroit, though, so that Rob and Kirk have been hanging together a lot, practicing the jams, and we're staying in these cool apartment style hotels, and Kirk had a kitchen, which means that Kirk can cook, which means that he made a soup and pasta feast for him and Rob.
Yeah, Rob mentioned Kirk's pasta when they did their doodle primo for Detroit on night one. I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah, I was invited to that dinner, but I was already on my way to see Depeche Mode.
Nice.
Some might remember Dave Gahan did a memorable cover of Nothing Else Matters on the Blacklist album a couple of years ago.
That's
and
right.
I got to say, they were fantastic. And Dave Gahan is in top form. He really is. You know, and Rob and I have also been up to some pretty great stuff in Detroit so far. We went to the Motown Museum together, and that was inspirational, being in that studio, you know, where all those giants have been. It's tremendous. RT was dialed in on buying a black Motown t-shirt with a giant shiny M on it. He said something about he was going to wear it later tonight. So let's see if he remembers. By the time this pod comes out, the proof will have been on his chest. One other cool thing that Rob and I got to do was we toured what is the oldest Fox Theater in the country, I believe. It's a spectacular venue, this Fox Theater in Detroit. And Rob was having fun remembering playing with Infectious Grooves on tour with Ozzy in late 1991. It's just beautiful in there. I mean, it's so ornate, so many crazy designs. And I mean, you could stare at the ceiling for hours.
That must have been very cool for him and for you. I love that.
Yeah, it was great. And he's a good hangman. He's always been a good hang, and he always will be.
All right, this episode coming up, we are going to hear from James on his brand new book, Messengers, The Guitars of James Hetfield. But first, we have some great news for the boys, because the Grammys have just announced that Metallica have been nominated in three categories for the 2024 Grammys. They are Best Rock Album for 72 Seasons, Best Rock Performance for Lux Aeterna, and Best Metal Performance for 72 Seasons.
Wow. That's pretty good.
That's amazing.
Yeah. The ceremony is going to take place on Sunday, February the 4th at Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. And Renee, both you and I know that we're going to explore Metallica and their Grammy history in more detail on a future pod. I'm thinking possibly before February 4th, right?
It is safe to say that is going to happen, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of material to dive into. And I'm pretty excited about it. And I'm also excited about what's going on now. The foundation is launching its annual collaboration with Wolverine Boots and Apparel. It's launching on November 15th, and this is an incredible partnership for the foundation and specifically for our Metallica Scholars Program. For those who do not know, Metallica's foundation, all within my hands, funds trade education programs across the country at community colleges. So we're paying for school, certification, safety gear, whatever our partner schools need for the students. Nearly 6,000 tradespeople since we started in 2019, right?
Crazy.
Like, it's pretty incredible.
Crazy. So impressive.
Yeah. And And Wolverine has been, they've been with us the whole way and doing what they can to support it. So as of today, they have their leather high top Metallica Scholar sneaker, some trucker hats, shirt jacks, all of it's on sale to benefit the Metallica Scholars. And they were very generous and provided pairs of boots for every band that opened this weekend in Detroit. And so I caught up with the drummer from Mammoth WVH to describe the high top sneaker boot. Here's Garrett Whitlock.
So the boot is extremely high quality made, super durable leather, kind of doubles as a work boot, doubles as a motorcycle riding boot.
And you ride?
I do Harley Davidson all day long. And this is something that is completely suited for either the workshop or mobbing down the road on a Harley Davidson. So kudos for the badass boot.
Boot, sneaker, whatever. Check him out and learn about our partnership at allwithinmyhands.org or shop directly at wolverine.com/Metallica. And we appreciate your support on this.
A tremendous collaboration, as always, with Wolverine, for sure. But yeah. I just want to, I got to cut in and say, you mentioned something there about the opening acts this weekend in Detroit. And we were just talking with our producer before we started recording. And I remembered, we should mention to people that there was this fantastic entrance into the arena. Stadium on the first night.
Yeah.
This ramp that went down, and it was pretty gladiatorial. I mean, it was like entering the Thunderdome or something. It was pretty Mad Max-ish, Really, really. And just added to the overall vibeness of Detroit, didn't it, really?
It just did. We're going to be right back.
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
So as everyone is surely aware, James Hetfield has a brand new book coming out on November 21st, which, by the way, you can pre-order now on Metallica.com. It's titled Messengers, The Guitars of James Hetfield. It chronicles the full, and I mean full, stories behind over 40 of his favorite guitars through the decades.
It's a book which acts on 2 levels, right? It's one, it's a Bible for guitar nerds. And secondly, it's almost autobiographical in the sense that James really does get into the details behind each one of his guitars. It's very cool. And through those words, he tells you where he was at given moments. Steph, you did the text with him on this. How did all that come together?
Yeah, we ended up sitting for several long interview sessions over multiple days and in multiple locations, actually. That took about a year, as I recall.
Wow.
And, James really took time to focus in and get into why a certain sticker was in a certain place or how a particular knob came to a place where it was. One of the things with him is his memory is very visceral with these instruments. And when they're in his hands, he remembers things very, very clearly. But, when you're going through the photos and stuff, he really wanted to put some work in to recalling the relationship with each instrument and the passage. And it was in many ways like doing an autobiographical text because, as he will tell you in the book, what you see on these guitars in terms of the decorations or whatever, tells you an awful lot about where he was at that moment in time. But, you know, look, why don't we just let James talk about the book himself and I will be quiet.
Having the contacts and connections and people that are available to help put out art forms for me that are outside of music. Did my car book. So doing a guitar book was the next thing. And I already had that in my mind, you know, when we're doing the car book. And just the way we shot the cars, reclaimed rust, brought up for me an idea of, hey, I've got all these things sitting in my garage. Why can't I share them with the world or have them in one book for myself to be able to look at and thumb through easily without having to open the garage doors or open guitar case after guitar case to look at these guitars? So can I have all these guitars put in one book where I can open it and access it very easily? So Messengers, I mean, the title itself, I had so many different titles for it. I mean, and Messengers just kind of made sense. You know, they're the conduit where from what I'm, you know, from my higher power through my body, through my digestion, my brain, my fingers into the guitar, through an amp into your ears, you know, that is, it's a link. It's a messenger of sorts. And all the guitars that I've collected over the years, especially all the early ones, you know, the first 10 years of guitars from the OGV to the So What to the So Fucking What and Eat Fuck and all the guitars that are named, they're all named, of course. Same with all the cars. So doing a guitar book, fantastic.
There have also been two book signing events in St. Louis at Left Bank Books and here in Detroit at Third Man Records, which of course is owned by Jack White. And Steph, you've been at both of these. I know we heard a lot of great audio in St. Louis. So how was Third Man? What was it like and what were the reactions to the book and folks meeting James from the fans?
Yeah, the Third Man record signing, you know, was just much like Left Bank Books the week before, Renee, it was really, really just intense and deep. And, you know, they're really engaging with each other. You know, the fans have a lot of deep thoughts they're sharing with James. He's taking each one of those thoughts on board at the moment, in the moment. And he's looking people right in the eye. And he's saying things like, I appreciate your words. I mean, it's really, you know, it's intense stuff. And I don't think there's anybody out there of his stature who's doing this right now, who's sharing with their fans quite in the way that he is. Again, specific to Detroit here, you know, it was Ian who turned around and said that the music changed his life and he got the words forever trust in who we are and nothing else matters tattooed on him when he was 16. Mm. He had a chance to say that to James and James, you know, I mean, that's heavy stuff when you hear your words are inked on someone's body, right? And I'm sure there's many, many people listening to this right now who can identify with that. Detroitish Dave said, he said, God created you for this purpose and then said, God bless you. And he was, you know, very strident in that God bless you. And James took that on, you know, full bore, like, you know, he took it on. And so there was a lot of exchange like that. And what a thing to witness and how great it is that everyone had the opportunity to share in that. And of course, get this fantastic book signed at the same time. So yeah, a massive success. And with regards to what the fans thought of the book as they got it in their hands, let me roll us back to St. Louis for a moment. I watched Ethan get his signed and then went and chased him down about 30 minutes later to ask him what he thought of the book. So here it is, Ethan on Messengers.
What's up? I'm Ethan Aubrey. I'm from Hershey, Pennsylvania. So I'm a hardcore guitar nerd, and this is literally a cornucopia and a gold mine for guitar players. The level of detail in the pictures, like the original Flying V, these are pictures we would never get otherwise. It's absolutely incredible, showing like all the details, the modifications, everything. The 84 Explorer from the Ride the Lightning Tour, just these are pictures we just didn't have access to until now. And there's, you know, forms and groups that are dedicated to these guitars. It's incredible. The 85 Jackson used to record Master of Puppets, just, and Kill Bon Jovi, I like that, that's cool. There's just cornucopia of information. The Fuck 'Em Up from the Justice Tour that he used, just incredible. I love this, like, it shows all the details. You can see all the little modifications, where it's worn from how he's played. Again, stuff we would not have access to without this book, which I love. The double neck he used on the Black Album tour for Fade to Black. get that 12-string sound. The Red Flame V is first signature model.
So generally speaking, it's hitting the mark for what you want from a guitar.
No, yes. If you're a hardcore guitar nerd and you love Metallica, you must get this book.
And Steph, you were saying that all generations of fans were represented, right? Like old schoolers to people bringing their kids. That must have been pretty cool for James to see, right?
Absolutely. And once again, rather than me talk about it, why don't we hand off to the person who can best answer you, Renee, that being Het himself.
Well, it was just feel good. It was feel good. People were able to express their gratitude, and I was able to do it back. So it was good heartfelt stuff. Seeing multiple generations there is always cool. You know, I never got to go to gigs with my parents. My older brother brought me to my first gigs, which is, it will always live in my heart as a fantastic memory. So getting to see, whether it's the kid bringing the parent or vice versa, you get to see that connection. And there's a connection between two generations that I'm just super grateful to be a part of.
Wow, that was pretty cool. And look, the submission deadline for the Metallica Marching Band competition For Whom the Band Tolls is tomorrow, November 16th, and voting officially begins on Friday the 17th. Woo-hoo. These schools have worked so hard on creating some epic arrangements, and they deserve your attention. So visit MetallicaMarchingBand.com to cast your vote for your favorite school. Quickly, get on it. Everyone gets one vote per category. And I've got to say, I'm having a hard time picking my favorite.
And that, my friend, brings us to the end of this pod and the 2023 M72 run. And without being too corny here, let's go to the hotel bar, find ourselves some blackened whiskey, and have a couple of end-of-leg cocktails, Steph. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that idea because two things. One, yes, Blackened is a sponsor, but secondly, I like the stuff. And
hear.
This is always awkward when you genuinely like something that also happens to sponsor you because you hope people believe you. But all I can tell everyone is that the proof is in the drinking, and I do indeed always turn to Blackened when I want a whiskey. That is the truth. That's the way it is.
I'm right there with you, my friend. Learn about their award-winning whiskey at blackenedwhiskey.com. All right, enough yakking. I want to go drinking, so let's get down there.
Yep, I'm following you. So until next week, thank you, everyone, and
see ya.
The Metallica Report is produced by Metallica HQ, Pantheon Media, and PopCult.
If you like what we're doing here, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to visit Metallica.com/podcast to submit your questions, offer your thoughts, and become a part of this podcast.
Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.